Thank you, Daniel. Okay. Everyone had a good Shabbos. Okay, we're up to number 20, I believe, correct? 22. Okay, great. Let's begin. What did the Magen Avraham say, Legabe Chayrish? Magen Avraham had a very fascinating chiddush regarding in his city about the sanitation department. How did they do? How did they do cleaning of garbage? In fact, I want to read the Lashon to begin. I think he says Po Beirenu. Okay, let's get this quick because we got a lot to do here. Yeah, here we go. It's in Resh Mem Dalet Sifkat and Ches. Po Beirenu Nogin Heter Liskor Akum Bekablonis Likachazelvo Minarachov. Va'akum osim malacha b'shabbos, alkan malacha d'yoraisa. K'namim b'shabbos ayin gil mizet l'kav shushish v'not l'chai b'shum boinu, sakin harachov. Unbelievable. The Magen Avraham says, even if something's detached from the ground, you're a chai b'shum choyresh. And the Gleital says, there's no way that that's an issa d'yoraisa. The only time you're over an issa d'yoraisa when it's something's mechubel l'karka. If it's not mechubel l'karka, you are not chai. So again, we have this machloikis, guys, that comes up. Right? We have this machlokes that comes up, and that's the shaila lamaisa. Is it yipui or is it what? Or is it ripui? If it's yipui, it could lend itself even to something detached. If it's what? If it's ripui, obviously it's got to be attached to the ground. And that's this machlokes. I'm all going to wrong. Megletal. I didn't write in the question, Megletal, but please you'll get that as well. That's 22. Okay, 23. What do we say when we get to the din of what? Yes, Yoni.
Well, I
don't want to get into Rashi now. Okay, Rashi, we had a whole question. Rashi said Ripu, and then we had a Shiloh. Remember, we had a Rashi said Tikkun. But for our purposes now, for this Chazar, that's a different Nakuda when we get to the Rashi. Okay, when we Chazar with Rashi Sheet is. No, we said the Magen Avraham, you see from the Magen Avraham that there's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa even by Dvarim Tlushim. That's what we said from the Magen Avraham. Okay? That shows that something that applies Chorish and something that's Nitlash Minakarka is a notion of Yipui, like we said by the garbage. The Shvisa Shabbos, that if you move garbage from the ground, right? That's a concept of yipui. Ripui is on the ground itself, okay? When we get to Rashi, we'll get to your Nakuda, okay? But that's what we said from the Magen Avraham. We had a whole pilpul about how to read Rashi, okay? Yes, Daniel?
So according to the Magen Avraham, when did we say you'd be hired for Bona?
Bona is inside the house. Chorish is outside the house, right?
Okay, so if you take something off the street, you'd be hired for Chorish, not for Bona.
Right, exactly. If it's Dvarim Tlushim, that's correct. Okay, when we get to the Kud of Rashi, we'll get to your point there about the Magen Avraham. Okay, it's a very good point, Yoni. But for this, I wanted to just those two approaches. Okay, when we get to Chazu to Rashi on that, we'll get to that. We netter. Okay, that's 22, 23. What do we say about Kibud Abayis? Okay, Kibud Abayis was brooming, sweeping. Better translation is not brooming, is sweeping. Okay. So we had, very interesting, we had three shittas in Rishon, we had a machlokes and machaber amah that I'd like you to know. Again, as we say, you chazer everything, and like Yoni's, you go through all the details, but for this purpose, we have three shittas in Rishon. What were the three shittas? The Bahag. The Bahag said it's mutter to sweep on a ground, lomaisa, that's even dirt ground, and we're not choshish for chorish. Okay? That's the Bahag. It's not a psikration. The second shita was Tosos in Shabbos on Chav Tesamid Beis, the Re, that says it's usher to do even a what? It's usher even to do a clean ground, a paved ground, because of a Gzeira. And the third one is the shita, is the middle shita, the Rambam, in Perichof Alfa, Shabbos Lecha Gimel, that says it's mutter to sweep the house if it's Merutzev Ba'avonim. And we do not make a Gzeira on to pave things. So we had three shitas in Rishonim. And the psak, according to the Mechaber, halacha lo maisa, the Mechaber says, like the Rambam, that halacha lamaisa, it's mutter to sweep in a home in a floor if it's paved, and the Ramah is cholek, and the Ramah is machmir, that even on karka, he holds like the re, that even karka that's merutzuf, halacha lamaisa, you should not do it because of a gzeirah. So how on earth can we sweep, we said, if you follow the Ramah? Because if rove of the town is paved, that was the lashon that we said, if rove of the town is paved, and therefore halacha lamaisa, most of the floors are paved, therefore it's okay. So that's how we have a kula. But I want you to know the machlokes is mechaber Ramah based on the three sheets in Rishonim, and the kula that reality really should be usher, but we have the kula rove. And Yehuda and Gedalia asked me to shayla, they were working over sukkis. I don't know if you're trying to get out of it, lamaisa, but the shayla was, I'm sure you want to know the halacha, right? But I was saying, I'm sure you guys want to get out of it if you have to sweep, lamaisa, so you could tell the boss that, listen, it's not paved. How could we sweep? So we can't sweep in the hotel because not paved. If it's paved, lamaisa, it's okay. So that's why we say you got to be careful about the porches and things of that sort, because the porches maybe, you know, are eating, are those really all paved? It's a serious shiloh. Okay, that answers number 23. Okay, number 24. I would have asked the same shiloh, Gedalia and Yehuda, okay? 24, okay? What's the din regarding reboots abayis, Bishabas? What is reboots abayis? This is what we said, that you pour water on the dirt in order to smooth it down, in order that it sticks, in order that you won't have asthma, God forbid, or you won't have... you know, there won't be dirt and coughing, things like that. By pouring the water, it keeps the dirt on the ground. And that's the process of reboots.
What's hadacha?
We didn't get to hadacha yet. We'll get to the hadacha. It's washing a floor, mopping a floor. Reboots is on ground, pouring water on a dirt floor. Are you allowed to pour water on a dirt floor that the dirt sticks to the ground and it doesn't rise up so you don't cough, you don't get asthma and things of that sort, and bronchitis? So we said that the Mechaber Paskins, like all the poskim, the simplest reading of the Gemara, it's mutal arabitz akarkashal bayis. You can take a dirt floor, pour water on the dirt in order that the dirt will stay on the ground and dust will not rise, and you're not miskaven for making any holes. It's not a psik resha, and therefore even a karka that's not merutzuf, the Mishnah Berurah said it's sifkat nehi, it's considered to be mutter halacha lamaisa. So that's the din. Please don't confuse it. Kibud is more machmir. Reboots is mutter and gansin, according to everybody. Even on a karka that's not merutzuf, because it's not a psik resha, that it's going to be a problem. Okay, that answers number 24. 25, now we get to Meir Simcha's question. What's the din regarding mopping the floor on Shabbos, which is called Hadacha? This was even more fascinating, we said. We went through the sugya on Kuf Nun Aleph, and the Rambam, based on the Gemara Kuf Nun Aleph, says an amazing thing, Perek Chafal Vocha Gimbal. He says, you're not allowed to mop a floor, even if it's a stone floor. Even if it's a stone floor, because they had Exerib. The Gemara has Exerib. And believe it or not, the Shemira Shabbos says this Ladina, we said. You're not allowed to mop a floor, even if it's a stone floor. The only time you're allowed to do it, he says, where it's a hygienic issue like a hospital, or you think germs might emerge because it's something really dirty on the floor. And that's where Shlomo Zalman said, if it's really dirty on the floor, then you could put the mop, let's say, on the mukkam that's meluchluch, that's really dirty, and then dry that place in a place, in an oven there, it's mutter, you're not going to squeeze anything out, of course, and then lamaisa, that won't be called hadacha. But stam to mop the floor, guys, we said is an isser. To mop the floor, a regular floor on Shabbos, even without schita problems, is exerid the rabbanon under the rubric of chorish. You'll tell me, Rebbe, but it's all paved? Sorry, that was the exerid. It's an amazing chiddush. It's an amazing, amazing chiddush. In hospitals, we said, in a place of need, then the Shmir Shabbos said it was okay. But stamazoy, to do it, lamais in a house where there's no problem, no hygienic issue, he says, halacha lamaisa, that would be a big problem, halacha lamaisa, even if there's no chash shchita. Okay, fine. So that's number 25. 26. That's interesting. People might say, oh, it's usher to mop your floor because it's uvda dechol, or because, you know, tiricha. It's more than that. It's a real bona fide zera under the rubric of our topic, chayrish. Okay, that's 26. 25. 26. What about dragging large items on Shabbos? What about dragging large items? What does it have to do with chayrish? Because you can do it in the ground, you're going to make a hole. Okay. So, If you do it in the house, what kind of problem? Again, a gzeira. A gzeira of what? Dragging bichafatzim. So, we said, it comes out that there's a big difference between large things and small things. Large things and small things, halacha lamaisa. Okay? Rov Rishonim, we said, Rov Rishonim allow you to drag small items, with the exception of who? The Yerayim. The Yerayim Aser dragging small chafatzim, halacha lamaisa, even in a paved place. Okay? Because of Xera. We do not accept the Yerayim. We paskin, you're allowed to drag all chafatzim ktanim, even on a small, even on a paved floor, not a problem. Not even, but on a paved floor. You're allowed to. What about large chafatzim? So the Magen Avraham quoted a rokeach that says an amazing chiddush that it's usher to drag gedolim because of psik resha that will make a charitz, that will make a hole. And the Magen Avraham, Lamaisa, quotes this rokeach and will usher it even where, even in a paved floor, even in your home, which is amazing. So the Yerayim is not accepted, but the rokeach is by the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah has a big problem with this. You mean it's usher to schlep something that's large in your own home? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Dalet, Halacha Lamaisa, in Shin Lamed Zayin Sifkat and Dalet, that we, Halacha Lamaisa, do not hold like this Magen Avraham in the name of the Rokeach. All the poskim do not accept this, he says, even though the Magen Avraham says, and therefore Halacha Lamaisa, we do not hold like the Rokeach. And you're allowed, halacha lamaisa, to drag even a large chafetz as well. And we don't make a gzeira, it's mutter halacha lamaisa. But I want you to get that notion, the Yerayim by chafetzim ktanim, which is not accepted according to everyone. The rokeach by chafetzim gedolim, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham. But despite that, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't hold the rokeach. And therefore, even dragging chafetzim ktanim, chafetzim gedolim, are mutter halacha lamaisa. And we don't make the gzeira on paved things like in our house. So that's what we said about Graver's Chafatzim. Yes, Daniel.
What about small objects on a dirt floor?
What'd you say?
What about small objects on a dirt floor?
Seems to be that it's not a psikration. So if it's not a psikration, we said it's a Davershin and Miskavin and it's Mutter. Okay? It's not inevitable that a hole will be made. Okay, that answers number 26, number 27. What about a stroller on Shabbos and Agola? You have a stroller for babies or young children, and you want to what? You want to walk that on a paved road. On a regular road, of course, it's mutter. What about on a paved, what about on a dirt road or on grass? So we said that the Mishnah in Meseches Beah and Dafkov Gimel and Beis says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol HaKelim and Negron Chutz Min HaAgol Neshi Kovashas. You must get that Sfarah. Write that down, called Kovashas, Yehuda. Kovashas. What does the word kovashas mean? Kovashas means that it fits well into the ground. It like causes a depression in the ground, but does not cause a hole. And therefore, since it does not cause a hole, therefore it's considered to be mutter. Rav Avadi has a tshuva, and the Shmir Shabbos as well, where they paskin it's mutter to use a stroller on dirt itself. And we assume it's not a problem because the agola is kovashas. It's not a psik ratio that a hole is going to be made. And even the depression in the dirt is not a hole. And therefore, that's what the Chavetah says. It's mutter halacha lamaisa. So I want you to get that svara, which is called kovashas. And therefore, what we assume, it's not making a hole. And therefore, it's mutter. You're not mischavet making a charetz. It's not a psik ratio. And plus, we have this svara that it's what? It's kovashas akarka, not koferis ba. It's not causing a hole. Okay, so that's the answer to number 27. Number 28, what's the din regarding using a bike on Shabbos, on dirt, and using a bike in general? So riding a bike on dirt on Shabbos, we said, Lamaisa, that the Chuvis Rabbi Zriel Hildesheimer, who's a great gadol, asks you to ride a bike on dirt because of our topic of Choresh. Okay? And then he continues there, and he says, halacha lamaisa, he doesn't think it's so bad because of why? What svara? Kovashas. Just like the stroller doesn't cause a hole, The bike doesn't cause a hole. But then he goes on and says, you know what? Who says it's mutter to ride a bike on Shabbos? And he says it's usher to ride a bike on Shabbos. And he gives many reasons. Number one, we said, is you might have a tire that gets broken or flat and you're going to fix the tire, which is tikkun mana, number one. Number two, he says you might go outside of the tchum, the Kaf HaChaim says. The first sheet was the Mayim Chaim. He collects all these reasons. Mayim Chaim says you might have a flat tire, fix the tire. Number two, Kaf HaChaim says you might go outside the tchum. Number three, the Shelis Yaakov says it's uvda dechol. Okay? So therefore, Lamaise, it might not be a problem of Chayresh because of Kovashim, but it's a problem of riding a bike because of these three other reasons. Allah Lamaise. And we said, even if you want to matter it for a young kid, which is like a tricycle, but you got to worry about the bell. You got to make sure you remove the bell. But we said it's not proper to let him ride a tricycle either. Halacha l'maisa. So we should try to avoid that. Who had a kasha before? Yes, Yehuda. The first is you might fix the tire, which is tikkun mana. The second is you might go outside the tchum. Number three is uvda dechol. It's a weekday oriented activity. It's like calisthenics. Okay. So that's what we said, halacha l'maisa. And we said the tricycle for it might even be mutter. You got to remove the bell, but we said public policy why it's not a good idea. Yes, Mayor Sukla, go ahead. You had a kasha? Okay, good. I remember when I was a little boy in Peoria, Illinois, there weren't so many families that were Shomer Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, through my brother, we became frum and everything, and my parents didn't go to yeshiva, but they were always very supportive. And as my brother learned more, we became more Shomer Torah Nitzis. But I remember as a little boy, there were a few frum families in Peoria, not so many. And I was riding my bike, I must have been 5 or 6. I was riding my bike by this family that was walking in shul for Shabbos Mincha. And they said to me, you know, they don't think it's proper on Shabbos. And I felt very bad, and I didn't ride my bike again after that on Shabbos. But you see in the poskim, halacha l'maase, it's improper. Halacha l'maase. Yes, Mayor Simcha, go ahead.
Sort of, I just saw it in Rivia that
yes.
Women who wear high heels.
Yes.
Walk on grass, if it's Koresh or not.
Oh, I mean on the grass, Lamaisa. We said halacha Lamaisa from the Gemara Erevin, right? That walking through the, well, we'll get to when we get to Kotzer, right? Yeah. We'll get to, we didn't get to Kotzer yet. What did he say was a problem?
Well, he said, depending on if it's soft or hard ground.
If it's hard, probably it's a problem, right?
Definitely if they're walking slowly and they're going to really push it, then you shouldn't.
Makes sense. Makes sense. He doesn't say Kovashis. Does he bring up Kovashis?
I don't know.
The stroller has wheels, right? So, okay. Interesting. I'm wondering whether you could use that svar of Kovashis, you know? Probably because it's much harder than the wheels of strollers, I would imagine. So it makes sense what he's saying. But we'll get to that when we get to Kotzer, right? When we Kotzer the Kotzer. We talked about walking on the grass. Good morning, everybody. Okay. Let's go to the next Shir 3 because our number one. And Yoni, I haven't forgotten when we get to the Rashi, but we'll discuss what we said about that too, with the Rashi. We have to build that up because we had a difficulty with that Rashi. Okay, let's go to Shir 3, Chazara number 1. What did Rav Kahana say about Zomer of Esarach Leitzim? The Halaga Amoira of Kahana, Geshmak, Rav Kahana says that if you prune a tree and you need the wood, you're Chayav Shtayim. You do one Pu'ula, you're Chayav 2. You're Chayav the pruning. Because of what? Zomer's chayav b'shum what? Noteya, because you're causing it to grow more. And you chayav kotzer, because you're being kotzer the wood. So Reb Zeira has a phenomenal chiddush that Zomer of Tzorach Leitzim chayav shtayim. And this, please get it. This Rav Kahana is so well accepted to the degree that the Gemara Moed Katan asks on who. Please get this. This is all part of number one. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Rav Yosef, who says Mashka and Menachesh are chayav either b'shum because of what? Zoreya or what else? Choresh, right? Remember we had a machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef. We did that on Thursday. Remember we said Menachesh and Mashka is a machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, whether it's Zoreya or Choresh. The Gemara says, why aren't you chayav both? And how do we know? How do I know that if you do one pool, you chayav shtayim? How do we know that? How do we know that, guys? From Rav Kahana. So the Gemara concludes Kashya. So I want you to know that Rav Kahana is accepted so much that the Gemara asks on him, asks from Rav Kahana on Rabbi Rav Yosef, and the Gemara ends up saying Kashya. The Gemara has no answer. The Gemara Mamish has no answer. So that to that degree, Rav Kahana is taken with such with such seriousness that we ask such a kasha halacha lamaisa. Okay? Now, Tosfos actually said there that Rab and Rav Yosef argue on who? Rav Kahana. And they said, you're not going to be Chayav Shtayim. But if you remember, I want you to get this in this question, the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? One sec, Ellie. I see your hand. I'm going to call on you. Patient, okay? What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says no. The Ritva says everyone holds. Like who? Rav Kahana. Everyone holds like Rav Kahana. You're Chayav Shtayim. On Yomtiv, which is the Gemara Moy Katan, Ein Chiluk Malachis. B'yomtiv. You cannot be Chayav multiple things, Malkuses, for one act on Yontif. But on Shabbos you can. On Shabbos you can. So what I want to bring out is that there's a machloikis taisis in the Ritva that we said. Is Rav Kahana accepted? In our Gemara, Rav Kahana says, Zomer v'tzorach leitzim chayiv shtayim. And the Gemara says, oh, but Rabbi Rav Yosef, why aren't you chayiv both? Zorei and Chorish, when you get to what? Menachesh and Mashke? Right? Why aren't you chayiv both? So Gemara says Kasha. So Tosa says, what does Kasha mean? We'll say our own answer. What's our own answer? That they argue. Rabbi Rav Yosef argue in Rav Kahana. That you're only chayiv what? One. They would say you're not chayiv two. You're not chayiv two. And the Ritva says, no, you are chayiv two. When, Yoni? On Shabbos. On Yontif, Rabbi Rav Yosef say, Ein chiluk malachos, you're only chayiv can be one. But on Shabbos, you can be chayiv shtayim. So according to what the Ritva, Lamaisa, everyone holds a Rav Kahana on Shabbos. Everyone. According to Tosfos, the Machloikis. Yes, Ellie, go ahead.
So what were the first two things that grew a tree?
Okay, let's go again. What does the Gemara say? We got to make sure we know the Gemara. Zomer v'tzorach leitzim chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer, because you're cutting the wood. And achas mishum noteya, by pruning it allows it to grow more. Right? So chayiv the two things. Noteya, right? And what else? Kotzer. Kotzer first, and then Noteya. That's how the Gemara says it. Okay? Zomer v'sorach leitzim is chayim mishum what? Chayim mishum kotzer and chayim mishum Noteya. Clear?
Right, and then there's the
I couldn't hear you.
And the one, and then the
yes, now but what does the Gemara say in Moy Cotton? We learned it on Thursday. What does the Gemara say about Benachish and Mashkin? Weeding and irrigating. Machloek is Rab Rav Yosef. Is it Zoreya or what?
Or
Chorish. Right? We learned that on Thursday. So that's doing a pool. So Gemara says, why aren't you chai? Why don't they both say you're chai both? Right? And how do you know if you do one pool, you're chai both? From Rav Kahana. So Gemara concludes Kasha. So what does Kasha mean? Tosa says, you know what? That Rab and Rav Yosef argue on Rav Kahana. You're not chai of Stein. You would not be Chayav Shtayim or one Pulula. They would argue on Rav Kahana. They would absolutely argue on Rav Kahana. Which one would you be Chayav? That I don't know. Tosfos doesn't say. But you wouldn't be Chayav Shtayim. Okay? The Ritva says no. Everyone holds Rav Kahana on Shabbos. Rab and Rav Yosef were talking on Yontif. It's Moed Katan. Yontif. And on Yontif we have a famous principle, Ein Chiluk Malachos Min Yontif. You remember that? Which will chazer for another question, not today. Remember we said, yeah, chiluk malachos on Shabbos, which you already did. We already chazer. But we said, ain't chiluk malachos on Yontif. I remember we had a svar from Rav Lichtenstein about that. Remember we said that they're not 39 distinct categories on Yontif? The whole reason why there's so malachos, they have simcha on Yontif. So it doesn't lend itself to be broken up. That was a svar, another kiddush we had from Rav Lichtenstein. Okay? Ellie, clear? You got it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone holds on Shabbos. Rav Kahana is Chayav Shtayim. Rab Rav Yosef only talking about on Yontif. Okay? And that's why on Yontif you can only be Chayav only one. Because Ein Chiluk Malachos on Yontif. Okay? Clear?
Yeah.
Great. Yes, Daniil, go ahead.
The Gemara leaves it under Kasha, so how can Rav just go and answer that?
Because what do we say? Every time Kasha appears in Shas, the Rashbam quotes his Rebbe in Baba Basra and in Beza and Beza, he has an argument with them. Is Kasha like Tiyufta, or is Kasha that the Gemara is not interested in giving an answer? But if you think hard enough on your own, you can give your own answer. Is Kasha synonymous with Tiyufta, that it's upgefreg, it's wrong, refutation? Or does it mean the Gemara is, give your own answer, we want you to think.
Right, I mean, granted that there might be an answer, but it seems like a rather obvious answer for the Gemara not to give.
Like, I mean, to say,
we're talking about
Yusuf, what, this, like Tulsa to say, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. That's a big chilut to say. So the Tosis, the Gemara, wanted us to think of that teretz. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent. Oh, so that answers number what? That answers number one. As I said, you know, that when they argue, which one would it be in Rav Kahana's case, Zomer Tzorch Leitzim, which one do you think would be more probable to be Chayev, if I'd asked you? Zomer Tzorch Leitzim, would you nail the guy based on Kotzer or Noteya? What would you do? What do you say, Ellie?
I would say Kotzer.
You would say Kotzer? I would say Kotzer also. I mean, who knows what pruning was till we learned this Gemara, right? You prune something to have it grow more. I would have said like that. So, I don't recall. Was a lush? Did Tosus pin it down? Let's look now here very quickly, if we can find it quickly. Moikotin, did Tosus pin down? I don't know if Tosus pinned down and said which one. He just said that they would be cholik. Where's the Moikotin? Keep going past it. Oh, here on Bezim and Bez, did Tosus pinned down Lamaisa? Which one? That's the Shiloh. Oh, we have to check it out. Can't find it quick. We'll have to check it out for tomorrow. But Lamaisa, he said, "Bekasher of Yosef, and they would be chaylik. They were mamish. Avagadra kana amoyru. Maxer Rabbi Yosef, kush gav rabba." I don't know if Tosis pins it down. I would imagine because we'll look at it more. Okay, the answer is number one. Number one. Number two. What did Rashi and Shabbos and Tosis Moed Cotton argue on this case? Zomer Tzarek Leitzim. What did Rashi say by us, guys? Latzmiach hagefen. You have kavana for it to grow. Rashi says black on white. You're doing zomer for it to grow. Tosus and Moikaton on Beizim and Beiz says absolutely not. You do not have kavana for it to grow. And then we'll get to Daniel's Bam Kasha, which we had a whole mile to answer. Daniel asked in Shir, if you remember, Daniel asked in Shir, he said, Rebbe, he said, if Tosu Moikotin is correct, then why are you chayev? It should be a Moloch Shein Shich Lagufa. Why are you chayev Mishum what? Mishum Noteya. If you had no Kavana for it, right? That was the Kasha that we had. We'll get to that, Lamas. Remember, Daniel, you asked that? You can't, I don't believe you forgot that, no? You remember everything else. You can't forget your own Kasha, right? Okay. Very good.
What is Tosu?
Tosus and Moy Cotton says very clearly, he argues in Rashi, you did not have Kavana Latzmiach HaGefen Mir Simcha. You did not have Kavana. You did not have Kavana. Okay? So Machloik is how to touch the case. Touch means to translate the case. Did you have Kavana Latzmiach? Rashi says yes. Tosus says no. And Daniel said, if you don't have Kavana, then it's not Lach HaShishu. How can you be Chayav the guy Noteya? It's a great Kasha. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, what did Tosus ask from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What was the answer? Tosus asked a great kasha. What was the story over there? Reish Lakish is walking along with a few colleagues, and they see this fellow planting on Shviz. They see this fellow gathering olives on Shviz. They can't believe it. And it's very upsetting. And Reish Lakish says, you know, he's a Kohen. Kohanim think that since they get korbanos, they can also plant on Shviz. They feel they have privileges. So Reish Lakish was saying, you know, I don't think this fellow's acting properly. So they responded to Reish Lakish. They said, Reish Lakish, let's defend him. You know, let's try to milamid schus. And they said, you know what? He's la'akal be'sabad. He's not doing it for the vineyard, what he's working on, the gathering of the olives, the olive orchard. He's doing it la'akal be'sabad. What's la'akal be'sabad? To make it easier, we said, that you put the olives together in branches so they won't be spread out. So it was like he was doing kotzer, but he was doing it lamaisa not for the benefit of the vineyard. He was doing it to make it more organized for himself, that he wouldn't have olives all in different corners all over the field. So they were saying, Reish Lakish, calm down, lako besabad. He's doing lako besabad. So lako besabad lamaisa, therefore it's mutter. What do you mean, therefore it's mutter? What do we say in our Gemara? We said Beferish Lamaisa that what? What did our Gemara say? That Zomer Vesarach Leitzim. What's the din? He was doing it over there for the Eitzim. And that was the Malamet Schus. And here in our Gemara it says the Omer Vesarach Leitzim is Chayiv. They used the same expression of Tzorach Leitzim to make it a Melamed Tzchus that it was what he was doing was Mutter. It's a steer between our Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Our Gemara says Zomer Vitzorach Leitzim is considered to be what? You're not doing it L'Toel and Sakira. You're doing it Zomer Vitzorach Leitzim, you want the wood, L'maisa. You're not doing L'Toel and Sakira and L'maisa. So if that's the case, L'maisa, how does our Gemara say it's Chayiv? And over there they were defending Rish Lakish and said he wasn't doing it what? He was not doing for the toelis of the tree. He was doing it lamaisa for lako besabad. Lako besabad, we says you're trying to what? To help out that it won't scatter everywhere. So why in our Gemara does it say from a zamer to the tzarek leitzim? Halacha lamaisa, is it chayiv? If it's chayiv over here, it should be chayiv over there. How is that a defense case, defense mechanism to protect this fellow that they responded to Rish Lakish? It's a steer between our Gemara and the Gemara Sanhedrin. Very clear theory, okay? It's not a defense. And what do we say that Tosos Kasha is assuming? What is Tosos Kasha assuming, we said? That he's equating Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos what? Shvi'is. Excellent, Alex. That's what Tosos asks in the Sechah Sanhedrin. What is his teretz by us? What's Tosos' teretz? He says an amazing teretz. He says over there, the tree is not going to get better, it's going to get ruined. There's no issue at all on trees. Here, there is going to what? There is going to be benefit by pruning for the betterment of the Karen. There's a difference in Mitzias. Over there, you are destroying it over there for what you're doing. And therefore, it's not a problem on trees. Here, it happens to be Shabbos, but you are making it better through your taking off the wood. It's a difference in Mitzias in the two cases. That's what Tulsa's answers by us in Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, that answers number four. Number three, rather. Number four. What did Tosas and Sanhedrin answer to this kasha? So here we had a very interesting answer. And what did Tosas say? As we point out, every time you got to analyze. What was Tosas' answer by us? He didn't break the equation. What was the premise of his kasha? He equated Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Shvi'is. What's the answer? The answer is the cases are different. But the equation still remains. Comes along, Tosfos Sanhedrin says, no, the equation is wrong. We always say Rav Rodin Swag Shlita taught us, when you learn Rishonim, there's a kasha in the Rishonim, there's a premise in the kasha. When the Rishonim give an answer, you have to ask yourself, was the premise in the kasha destroyed, or did the premise remain? And you're coming up with a new theory. This is a great example of that. Our Tosfos, the question, the premise and the question remain. There was an equation, right? And in the answer, it remains. It's just a difference in Metzias. Comes along, takes an edge, and that premise is wrong. That premise is absolutely wrong, the Tosfos says in Hedrin. There's a fundamental difference in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Shvi'is. And that difference being is that on Shabbos, you go Basar the Machshava, you're Chayim Mishum Zomer, and by Shvi'is, there is no Isser as long as it doesn't improve the ground. Okay? That was the answer of the Tosfos, okay? Now I want you to write down, we had a big problem with that answer. What was the big problem? What do you mean Shabbos depends on Machshava and Shvi'is depends on the outcome? Shabbos only depends on Machshava? You mean if you think about turning a light on Shabbos, you're chayiv? That's ridiculous. The thought has to go into fruition of the Maisa, right? What do you mean? What does he mean that in Shabbos, L'maisa, you go bust to the Machshava? Therefore, you're chayiv Mishum Zomer. That's very difficult, we said. Shabbos you chayv only if it helps to matzmiach. Thinking alone doesn't make you chayv. What on earth is Tosfos saying? Shabbos you go basa machshava. Shvi'is you go basa the outcome. Shabbos you only go basa machshava. If I think about turning a light on Shabbos, God forbid, am I chayv for that? Of course not. What did Tosfos mean? But that answers number four. That's a segue into five. What is the machlokes, the marsha and the marshal and pshat in Tosfos? Machloikas is as follows. The Marshal, let's start with the Marshal, guys. The Marshal, I should have written the Marshal first because the Marshal always quotes the Marshal. The Marshal says like this. It was 80% Kilkel, 20% Tikkun. When you have that net result, agriculturally, are you chayiv? It depends. Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha L'maisa, you are chayiv because you were masakin 20%. In Hilchos Shvi'is, you look at the net And then that is 80-20, and therefore it's not considered to be a malacha, because the kilkel is more than the tikkun. And therefore there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosos, according to that, is breaking the equation, right? But it comes out that very interesting, if you do a maisa, and it's 80% good, and 80% bad, 20% good, are you going to be chayav for that? In Hilchos Shvi'is, not. In Hilchos Shabbos, yes. Because you had a malachas machshevis, and you were misakin something for the 20. You were misakin something for the 20, you'd be chayiv. This is the way the Marshal learns Pshat and Tais, the Chach Mishlom. Comes along the Marshal, and he has a different approach. The Marshal says that Tosos was bothered by another kasha, an implicit kasha, and he was coming to answer that. What was the implicit problem? He was saying, why aren't you chai because of kotzer on shvis? You're not chai b'shum zomer on shvis, I understand. But you should, because you're not improving it. But why aren't you chai b'shum kotzer? And what's the answer? Why aren't you chai b'shum kotzer on shvis? Because the din is, halacha l'maisa, on eitzim, there is no ktsira. We don't assume there's ktsira on eitzim. Okay? And therefore, in our sugi, the only reason why chayv mishum eitzim is because you need the wood. But on shvis, you are never chayiv. You are never chayiv on shvis because of kotzer, because there's no ktsira be'etzim. In fact, we said many gedolei achronim say that's davar pashut. That's what Tosfos is coming to say. The Karen Ora and the Maram Shik, the Sanhedrin Tana, the Rishash, they all say, of course there's no isra ktsira be'shvis. You needed Tosfos to say that? Eitzim, there's no Kedusha Shvi's, Tosa says in Sukkah, on Daf Mem. Tosa says in Sukkah, on Daf Mem, there's no Kedusha Shvi's on the wood. Therefore, Tosa wouldn't need to say an answer, there's no Ktsira be'etzim, and make a distinction between Shabbos and Shvi's. So, Nachamo, what's the Marsha's approach to Tosos? Tosos distinguished between Shabbos and Yontif, and he says what? Shabbos, Lomaisa, you go bust of the Machshava, and Shvi's, Lomaisa, you're not improving. Okay, but what was Tosus really bothered by is, why is there no Ktsira on Shvi's? The answer is because there's no Isser Ktsira on Eitzim b'Shvi's. Because Allah has no Kedusha on the Eitzim. And in that vein, Lamaisa, that's how you distinguish between Eitzim on Shabbos and Shvi's. Shabbos, there is Ktsira b'Eitzim, and on Shvi's, there is not. The Achronim said that's a Dabra Poshet. There is no Kedusha on the Eitzim. There's only Kedusha's Peiris and Peiris Shvi's. So it's obvious there's no Isser Ktsira b'Shvi's. That's what Tosus is driving at. But that's where the Marshal learns. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Was Tosfos' original question why you're not
high for? Tosfos' original question is why is La'akal Besabad Chayiv? Al Zomer. That was his Akasha on the books. But Tosfos, the Marshal learns it was an implicit Kasha. That Kasha is answered by saying on Shvi'is you're ruining it, on Shabbos you're not ruining it. But Tosfos also coming to answer why there's no problem with Ktsira by Shvi'is. That's how the Marshal learns it, Tosfos.
The difference between
the Marshal and the Marshal is the Marshal does not agree with this 80-20% thing.
So Tosfos' answer about in one case you're ruining it, in one case you're helping it, does that explain why you're not high for Ktsira or explain why you're not high for?
For both. The answer's both. It answers both. The Kash on the books was Zomer. But he's also answering why was there no kotzer too. He's answering both. Why was it a defense mechanism that you're not chayav out zomer and you're not chayav out what out kotzer either? And he answers both. He's answering both kashas. That's correct. Okay? So those are the two ways to learn the Marshal. Marshal, as I said, Gedolei Achronim ask on the Marshal that according to Marshal, it's a double portion. But maybe the Marshal did not like the system of 80-20, right? Which makes sense. The Marshal is very makes sense. No, you look in Shvi'is what the net is. That's a conglomerate, right? The net, the gross, whatever. Sai Sims, right? 80-20, right? So Lomaisa, that'll be the distinctions. Okay, that answers number five. Number six. What is the reason that Zomer is Chayiv Davka Mishum Noteya Velo Zoreya? Interesting, we said. This is very interesting. Why does Gemara say that Zomer is only Chai Mishum Noteya and not Zoreya, we said? What's the difference between that? So we wanted to say the following, that Zomer is not similar at all to Zoreya. It's simply not similar at all. least Zomer, we know that Zoraya and Noteah are similar. How are Zoraya and Noteah similar? Zoraya is with vegetable seeds, and Noteah is with plants, with fruit trees, but they're seeds. But Zomer has nothing to do with Zoraya. The only thing Zomer is close to is Noteah. When you prune it, you cause a tree to grow more. That's Noteah. But Zomer has nothing to do with Zoraya at all. Let me ask you, what happens if you do Zomer and Zoraya together? What would be the din according to Rashi? Please get it down, we said. Zomer v'Zoraya. How many chatos according to Rashi? Two. Excellent, guys. According to Ritva B'Shem Tosfos, we didn't have the Tos in the Daf. He said, what are you talking about? HaZoraya v'Zomer v'Noteah m'amarach m'arkum m'alach ha'achasein. Isn't that talking about a chatas? How can you tell me Rashi says Yechayev Shtayim? That's what he asked on Rashi. So what did Ritva say B'Shem Tosfos? What was the topic in the Gemara? Not chatos, but what? Hasra. Right? The topic was Hasra. Halacha l'maaseh. In a chanami, if you give Hasra to a guy of Zomer, and he's over the Malach of Zoraya, that would not be a good Hasra. Because Zomer and Zoraya are not similar. Would not be a good Hasra. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay?
If you do Zoraya
on Zomer? If you do Zoraya and Zomer, according to Rashi, you're a chayav two chatos. And the Ritva B'Shem, the Taisa said, how could that be? It says kulun k'molachasachasein. And wasn't it talking about a chatis? So what did they say it's talking about? They said it's talking about hasra. They're regarding hasra, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be not a good hasra. But Lamaisa, Rashi sticks to his guns that Zoraya and Zomer would be chayv two chatos. How do you answer the Gemara? So how do we say answer the Gemara? So let's get this. How do we say we answer the Gemara? We said it's a very beautiful answer. If you do Zomer and Zoraya alone, you're chayv shtayim. They're not similar to one another. But if you do Zomer, Noteah, and Zoraya, then you're chayv one. Because you're covered through the Noteah, Zomer falls under Noteah, which falls under what? Zoraya. So it comes out in that case, when you do all three, you're chayv chatzis. But when you do only two, Zomer v'Zoraya, the ribui malachas is b'mayit ha'krabonos. So it comes out, the more you do the three, you only chayv one chatos. Right? But if you do only Zomer, and you only do Zoraya, you'll be chayv two chatos. So that's the chiddush we wanted to say from Rashi. So please get that. So that's why Zomer is divorced from Zoraya to the degree that if you do two, you'd be chayv what? You'd be chayv two chatos. Even though the Ritva B'Shem Taisis had a kash on that, and therefore he said that it was referring to what? It was referring to Asra. But Lamaisa, we wanted to give an answer, the Ritva says. The answer is when you do all three, you only chayv one chatas. If you do Zomer v'Zorei, you'll be chayv two. That was the chiddush that we wanted to suggest there regarding what? Regarding that din. So that answers number six. Okay, good. Seven now. Let's go. What is the machloikis Tyson that Tyson's rid of Gabi Zomer v'Sarach Leitzim? What does the Gemara say? Does the Gemara attach this to any Tana? There's a famous machloikis Tanoim. Malacha Shein Etzirchila Gufa, is that Chayev or Potter? Reb Yudah says Chayev, Reb Shimon says Potter. We'll discuss tomorrow, glean out of the reasons why. Okay? Zomer v'tzarech leitzim is Chayev Shtayim, Eli, but it didn't say according to which Tana. Right? Did not say according to which Tana. What does Tosa say? It's even according to Reb Yehuda. Which is the simplest reading of Gemara, because Gemara didn't say it's according to only Reb Shimon, right? Why is it chayv according to Reb Yehuda? I thought Reb Yehuda says Malach Shein Shilu Guva is chayv. Why do you need Tzorach Leitzim? What's the answer? What do we say? It's not called kotzer. If you don't want the wood, it's not called kotzer. So even according to Reb Yehuda, Zomer of Tzorach Leitzim is chayv shtayim. Why do you have to Tzorach Leitzim? According to Reb Yehuda, anyway, you're chayv Malach Shein Shilu Guva. Why do you need the Eitzim? Because in Hilchos Kotzer, guys, if you don't want the wood, it's not called Kotzer. So this Gemara can be read even according to Reb Yehuda. Okay, everyone got that clear? Yes, Brian. The Gemara says Zomer Sor Chalitzim Chayv Shtayim. Yes. Which town is it according to? It's certainly according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says Loch Shnei Zilugu is Potter. That's why I need the wood to make myself what? Chayv. Correct. But is it according to Reb Yudah? Tosa says yes. Even according to Reb Yudah. Why? Because if you don't need the wood, it's not called Kotzer. Certain malachas, the kavan is part of the very fabric of the malacha. The need to have wood is part of the very fabric of kotzer. If you do not want the wood, it is not called kotzer. So even according to Reb Yudah, who normally says malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is chayiv, that's when it's what? When it's a side point, you need to do tzrich l'gufa. And even if you don't do tzrich l'gufa, you're chayiv Reb Yudah. But here, if it's part of the fabric of the malacha, it's not called a malacha. Yes? What did Tosfos Rid say? No. Adav kufcha v'alef. The Tosfos Rid said, we're only going according to Reb Shimon, which is a little difficult. The Gemara didn't say that, but okay. Tosfos Rid is a Rishon. He has the ability to make this Ukimta. And what does the Tosfos Rid say? It's only according to Reb Shimon, because Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. That's why you need to have the wood. But according to Reb Yudah, even without the wood, you'd be chayiv. According to Reb Yudah, even without the wood, you'd be chayiv. I mean, the Poshup Shad, as I said in the Gemara, it's more Mistaber like Tosfos, because the Gemara didn't say, but the Tosfos Rid says what he says. I mean, the truth of the matter is, we point out the Stipler says, you know what? The Stipler says, who do you think is more Mestaber? On one hand, in the Gemara, we said the Pshat, well, who's more Mestaber? Tosfos, because the Gemara didn't attach it to anyone but Farish. But Al Pisvara, who's more Mechudish? Who's more difficult? The Tosfos. I mean, why don't you say that by every Molochet? You know, the letters are, you know what I'm saying? How do you know which malachas are, how do you know the wood is part of the fabric of kotzer? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you say that by all the malachas? How do you know only here by Zomer all of a sudden kotzer it's part of the malachas? That's what the Stipler wants to say, that the Tosfos Rid did not like Tosfos Pshat. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know that that's so? What's so special about kotzer? Kotzer needs the wood. All the malachas, you don't have all these conditions. It's a special din, Lamaisa. How do you know it's a special din? Okay. Fine.
Isn't it more Mechodesh to say that according to review, the Malacha Shein and Tzricha is high?
Yet.
Of course you'd be high here.
That's what the Tosfos Rid says. The only problem with that is, Brian, is why did the Gemara say it's only according to Reb Shimon? You would have wanted the Gemara to say that. Gemara didn't say it. More just quarter of kind of straight up. Anytime in general you have an Amora, right, and the Gemara does not say he's only according to one Tana, the simplest reading of the Gemara is that he should be able to jive with all Tanoim, no? So it's a Kiddush to limit him.
According to
Reb Yudah. No, it's only according to Reb Shimon. That's why you need the wood to be chayiv. Because according to Reb Yudah, you don't even need the wood, like you just said. You're chayiv anyway. Okay? Sure you are. You're chayv kotzer, zomer because of the kotzer, and chayv shmilte. It's growing more. You don't need the wood for the growing. Okay? It's a general question, Lamaisa. I mean, the Torah discussed it in a different topic. We don't have time to get into it. He has a whole chiddush in the end of our Pesachim. We said it over before Pesach about a suma, but that gode, he has a whole shtickle Torah. If you have an Amora making a statement, and the Gemara doesn't box it in according to one Tana, your assumption should be it jives like all Tanayim. It's a chiddush of a Rishon to say it's limited only according to one Tana. Okay? Gemara didn't say he was according to which one, correct, Ellie? Okay. Very good. That answers number what? Number 7, 8. What is the din legabi kotzer if you need the davar haniksar? Do you need the thing that you cut off? Yes or no? Do you need the thing you cut off or not? Okay? What's the din legabi kotzer in general? So we said the following. We said an amazing chiddush that I think comes out quite well. In the next piece of Gemara, which I asked you to chazda today to the two dots, it brought up the case of aspasta, the alfalfa, that grows three times a month, in a month. You cut off, it grows back. Rav Yosef said, Yechayiv Shtayim, which is kotzer and notei. What did Abaye say when you cut the beet? If you cut the beet, Yechayiv Shtayim, right? Those are the two cases. Let me ask you a question. In those last two cases, did it mention anything about needing the thing you cut off? Didn't say you needed the aspasta, the alfalfa. It didn't say you needed the beet, did it? Did not say that. It only said it by Zomer v'tzarech leitzim. So we wanted to say from here, the Nishmas Adam is mechadesh, a tremendous chiddush, that only by eitzim, when you cut eitzim, do you need eitzim? Only by eitzim, l'maisa. Okay? Only by eitzim. And we were medayikin from Toysus. Toysus lo mikra bit eitzim, kotzer elabinyan zeh. Only by eitzim, when you cut off eitzim, do you need the wood. But anything else you cut, you do not need the object that you cut. That was a beautiful dig we said. Remember, b'inyan zeh, lo mikra b'eitzim. Underline the word eitzim 80 times. Not 79 times, but 80. If you could fit it in, b'eitzim. Right? B'eitzim, we wanted to say. The Nishmas Adam says, by kotzer, the only time you need the item you cut off is only by wood. And everything else you don't need. And it's a raya from the Gemara. Because it said, Yerchayv kotzer on the aspas, in the beet, the silka. What is the expression? Yeah, silka. And it what didn't say you needed it? Yerchayv. Okay. And the Rambam, we read the Rambam like that as well, beautifully. Because what did the Rambam say? Please get it. The Rambam, Perechess HaLachadal, it says, Kol Zera, Shekti Rosso, Metzmeches Oso, Megad Loso, Gonos Pasta, Vesilka, Hukser, Akotsu, Beshoga, Chayav, Shtech, Os, Achaz, Meshu, Kotsu, Achaz, Meshu, Dotea. V'chein HaZom, Rav, Hutsarach, La'etzim. There it is. Chayav, Meshu, Kotsu, Dotea. He says when it comes to Os Pasta, Silka, he doesn't say a word about needing the thing. But when he gets to our topic, Zomer, he says, Hutsarach, La'etzim. It's mamish like that in the Rambam. Fits beautifully in the Rambam. Okay, that's the chiddush we want to say. Okay, but I want you to make sure we get this. So that's up till now. Hushita, Tosfos, the Rambam, the Nishmas Adam says this chiddush as well. Okay, the Nishmas Adam says this as well. The Keren Ora was medayek, and we pointed this out. Please get it. That Tosfos and Moed Katan, Halacha Lamaisa, says that every ketzira you do, you always need the Davar HaNiksar. And the Minchas Chinuch said the same thing, Halach Lomaisa. It's not limited to Eitzim. It's against our Tosfos in the Rambam that all things you cut, you need to have the item that you cut. So it comes out of Achleikis, our Tosfos in the Rambam on one hand, against the Tosfos of Moikata with the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? Now we said, we're not done with this, because we said, what is the Svar? According to our Tosfos in the Rambam, why should Eitzim be different? Why should Eitzim be different than you need to have the Eitzim? What was the Svar we said? So we said a beautiful Svar of Nagle Tal. A tree is part of the ground. When you normally detach something from the tree, what are you trying to do? When you're tolish from it, you're tolish from the karka. It's not similar to Kotsa Tvuo Peris. When you need the wood, right? Normally when you cut things off, guys, what do you cut off? The ground. What do you cut off something that's mechubel karka? What are you cutting off? Fruit. Cutting wood is rare. So when you cut wood for wood, it's like cutting for fruit. Because normally when you cut for the tree. You pluck the fruit off the tree. You're not plucking, you don't cut the wood off. So therefore, we wanted to say the following chiddush. I want you guys to get this. By a fruit-bearing tree, when you cut off wood, you're only chayav kotzer when you want the wood, because it's a secondary track. Because by a fruit-bearing tree, the first track is the fruit. When you cut the wood, it's secondary. Therefore, the only time you can be chayav is when you want the wood. But by a non-bearing fruit tree, which is called Ilan Srak, where there are no fruit, then there's only one track, and that's the wood. And the wood, you'd be chayav yoni if you cut it, even if you don't need the wood. That was the chiddush we said from what? From the Egle Tal. And the Stipe said the same thing. That our toast about a fruit-bearing tree. By a fruit-bearing tree, you're only going to be chayav when you want the wood for cutting wood. But on a non-bearing fruit tree, there's only one track, you'd be chayav without the wood. That was a chiddush we wanted to point out. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? We got that? And that was against the Rebina, who was medayik from the Meiri and the Shita Loran. There is no difference between Eitzim and other things. Anything you cut, like we said from Tosfos Moikot, you need the thing you cut. Remember that? That was the Meiri. Was there any way that you could say that in our Tosfos? Was there any way you could say that in our Tosfos in the Rambam and say there's no machlokes at all in the Rishonim? We said yes. That's what they wanted to say, halacha lemaisa nimrei bina, that there's no machlokes in Rishonim. Everyone agrees, halacha lemaisa,
Everyone agrees, halacha lamaisa, that we're dealing with a situation that all kotzer needs the davar aniksar, which is a big chiddush. So I want to summarize this answer, Ellie, before we get to your question. Please get it, because I put it all in one question. What is the din regarding kotzer? Whether you need the davar aniksar, halacha lamaisa. So we said, let's get it. Our Tosfos, the Rambam, according to Shesu Adam, said, by Eitzim, you need the davar aniksar. By everything else, you do not. And therefore, we were masber that our toast about a fruit tree, because by a fruit tree, the first track is the fruits, the wood is secondary, and the only time you can be chayav by the cutting of the wood is if you need the wood. That was the first mahalach, and that was against Tosfos Moed Katan, who said that what? They're chayav no matter what on everything. All kosher needs the davar nixer to be chayav. Every item. Not just the wood, but even fruit. And then we pointed out at the end that the Emre Bina says there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees on the same page that all types of kotzer need the davar aniksar. So don't underline that 80 times. Thank God you didn't, because I would have told you, according to the Emre Bina, to white it out. The lines. Okay? So it comes out that there is no machlokes in the Shonim. Yes, Ellie, you're very patient. Go ahead.
He says you're chayv for a frushi, you're chayv if you cut it off even for the fruit.
What are you cutting off? No, you got. If you're cutting the fruit, you're chayiv no matter what,
right,
whether you need the fruit or not. Because a fruit tree, the primary thing is the fruit.
Right.
But if you're going the secondary track of cutting the wood on a fruit tree, the only time you can be chayiv is if you compensate for it and need the davar aniksar, the wood itself.
Right.
You got it?
Right.
Great. Okay, good. Clear as glass, yeah? Baruch eschuchas. Yeah? Okay, good. That answers number 8. Number 9, guys. Let's go. What are the examples that Tosfos quotes that Kavana is part of the very fabric of the Malacha? Just simple. The Tosfos is straight up, guys. Okay, we've got a chlor. Everything about Pet. You have to know about Pet, but you go over this Amud so well, these Dapin, we should know about Pet, Pasha. Tosfos mentioned 3 examples. Number 1, Korea Amanas Litfor. The kavana for Korea must be Almanas Litfor. That is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. Don't do an Almanas Litfor, it's a 0. Number 2, erasing Almanas Lichtov. It must be what? Part of the fabric of the erasing is in having in mind on the condition of writing. And number 3, squeezing, dosh. Dosh. When you squeeze the juices out of the fruit and you're doing it for the fruit, lomais it's mutter. If you're doing it for the juices, it's chayiv. That's part of the very fabric of the malacha, that you need to have the kavana for squeezing the juices. That's not extrinsic, that's not a condition, only it's part of the very fabric of the malacha. So, tofer amanas, korea amanas, litfor mochak amanas, litov, and number 3, dosh, squeezing fruit for its juices, to be chayav sochet, shchita, which is dosh, you need to have the kavana for the juices. Okay, that answers number what? 9. 10. How did the Maharam learn up to Tosfos? So if you remember, the Maharam said, Tosfos means as follows. Tosfos means, when you do Mechike, you should be Chayiv too. What too should you be Chayiv when you do Mechike? Right? What too should be Chayiv when you do Mechike Amanas Lichtov? Tosfos doesn't mean to say that mochek is only chayav amanas lichtov. His kavana is adarabah. To mochek amanas lichtov, even though you're chayav on the mechike, you only chayav one. I would think you chayav two. I'm erasing, guys, but I'm erasing to write. Why don't we nail you for writing too? That's Tosfos' thought. You're erasing on condition of writing, so you should be chayav mochek and kosev. You're readying to write. Why don't you chayav that on the halacha l'maaseh time? One on the etzim erasing, and one number 2 on the fact that there is what? The purpose is to write b'mechikaso. So what's Tosfos coming to be masber? It's not true. Since your kavana is amanas lichtov, the mechike itself is not a malacha. What is the mechike? What is the mechike? A hechsher for ksiva. The meila, same thing by Zomer, vein sarach le'etzim. You cannot be chayv mishum kotzer
because your purpose there is for the purpose of growth, not for the purpose of wood if you don't want the wood. That's the way Maharam learns it. So please, let's get it. What is a comparison between Zomer and Mochek Amanas Lichtov? The theory is as follows. Mochek Amanas Lichtov, I think you should be chayv both. Mochek and also for the writing. What's the answer? The answer is if you have condition, if you're erasing on the condition of writing, the erasing is not considered to be a malacha. The erasing is considered to be a hechsher of ksiva, that's why you're chayv. And therefore, Allah Lamai, same thing by Zomer. Zomer vein sarach leitzim, you're not going to be chayv mishum kotzer, because the reason why you're doing it is for the thing to grow more. So the same thing, why am I erasing, guys? I'm erasing because I want to write. So this is why I would not be chayv mishum mochek. I'm not chayv mishum mochek, basically. By kavan is amanas lichtov. So the mechik itself is not considered anything. It's not a malachit. It's mitzad the toelis of hechshek shivin. So when you mochek amanas lichtov, it's really chayv because it facilitates the writing. You follow me? It's not, the hasro wouldn't be kosev, you follow me? The hasro would be mochek, but it's mochek vis-a-vis ksiva. It's not mochek vis-a-vis itself. Yoni, you follow me? It's not mochek vis-a-vis itself, it's mochek vis-a-vis ksiva. That's what the Maharam is saying. Zomer, the Ein Sarach Leitzim would not be kotzer, because you didn't need the wood. That's why I need the wood. That's how the Maharam learns up the Taisus. That answers number 10, 11. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's a misprint that I wrote down. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Pshat in Taisus. Okay, what did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? In the Gilyon HaShas. You remember this, guys? It's also in the Chidushim. See the Gilyon HaShas on that Taisus. What do you ask? He said an amazing thing. What does Amanas Lichtov mean? What does Koreas Amanas Lichtov for Amanas Lichtov mean? It's not because of Mekalkel. What's the famous principle we learned? All the malachas you do in a destructive way. What's the din? Putter. Excellent. Kol Mekalkelin are pturin. What happens if you do it in a constructive way? You're chayiv. You know why mochek? Korei and mochek, by their very nature, are destructive. How do you save it? Almanas litfor. How do you save it? Almanas what? Lichtov. That's how you save it. That's what I would have thought, right? That the Almanasa saved the Kilkel. Not true, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's absolutely not true. If you don't do the Almanasa, it's not a malacha. It's part of the very fabric of the malacha. That's why it's similar to Zomer Ein Sarach Leitzim. Even though you're not being Mekalkel, but it's not called kosher unless you need the wood. That's the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns up the Taisus. Yehuda, you got me? The Almanasas, Gedalia, Yossi, are not saving the Kilkel. It's not the pshat. No, it's part of the very fabric of the malachi. Even if it wouldn't be mekalko, it's not called what? It's not called kosher unless you're doing it for the etzim. If you don't do the amanasas, Brian, it's not a malachi. It's not just saving mekalko. It's much more than that, learns Rabbi Kiva Eger in Taisus. Based on that, Yoni, what did Rabbi Kiva Eger ask? What does the Gemara say in Kufay Amid Beis? We saw the Gilyon HaShas inside. We worked at it. If you tear in anger, or you tear because of a shiva, God forbid, on Shabbos, what's the din? You chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why you chayiv? Oh, there's a toelis. But it wasn't amanas litfor, Meir Simcha. It wasn't amanas litfor. So what do you see from that, says Rabbi Kiva Eger? You see that the whole point of amanas is to save you from being over what? Mekalkel, that's against Taisus. That was Rabbi Kivager's kasha. That was Rabbi Kivager's kasha on the Taisus. Taisus is assuming these, quoting these examples to show that Amanas is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. Not that it's saving you from Mekalkel, but that Gemara there shows it is saving you from Mekalkel. Because when you tear something in anger or as a shiva, the din is that what? What is the din in that case? The din is that you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why you chayiv in that case? You know why? Because it's not done both in Shul Kilkel. But don't you need Almanas? No, Almanas normally saves from Kilkel. Here in this case, I didn't need Almanas. Because you needed it for the tear, either because you were angry or you needed it because of a mitzvah. So you see that Almanas really is to save you from what? From Kilkel. Against what Taisus says. That was Rabbi Kivager's Kach Lamaisa on the Taisus. Please get it.
He has a certain way of learning Tosis, and he asks a kasha on Tosis. We got it? Yes. The way Rabbi Kivega learns the Tosis, Brian, is that Almanas is not to save you from being doing any kilkel. It's part of the very fabric of the Malach. Says, based on that, if that's the Pshah and Tosis, Rabbi Kivega says, what do you do with the Gemara on Kufayim and Beis? When you tear in anger, and you tear in what? If you tear in anger, you tear because of Shiva, are you Chayiv? Yes. That was not Almanas lit for. So how are you Chayiv? You know why? Because it was constructive. So you see that Almanas normally is to make it constructive. Otherwise, it'll be destructive. So you see that Almanas is used to save you from Kilkel, that it's constructive, not destructive. That's Mamish against the Tosfos. Tosfos was saying that Almanas is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. So he said from the Avdenezer, please get that down in this one. The Avdenezer says no. The Avdenezer says it can give an answer. What's the answer? It's Omid lit for. Theoretically, you could sew it up. Theoretically, you could sew it up. Okay? Also, when you cut something out of anger, you theoretically could close it up. You remember at that time I mentioned because of the parents. Remember the parents who can't sew it up completely? Remember by a parent, if someone, God forbid, loses a father or mother, it's a kerish and a misake. You can't sew it up perfectly, but you could sew it up imperfectly. So that's the answer, I think. It is omid lit for, says the Avnei. If it's omid lit for, it's nishkin kasha. Don't ask me a kasha. Omid lit for is always needed, lamaisa. It's always needed, lamaisa. Don't ask me a kasha from that gemara. Oh, you see your chayev. Because that the almanas there, lamaisa, is needed there, lamaisa. It's always almanas there. It is part of the fabric of the Malacha. Where's the almanas there? It's omid lit for. That's the way the Avnezer was up Shantaisis. It is omid lit for. Because you could do it. There's Sukha, you got me? That answers up there. Gosh, that's how the Avnezer wants to say it. So that answers number what? Number 11. 12, guys. 12. Ready? How do we answer the kash? Our kasha. Our kasha, because we're together. It's really Daniel's kasha. I should have written Daniel's kasha, okay? But I know you're an onuf. You're an onuf. So how do we answer our kasha on the Tyson Moy cotton based on the Rabbi Kivega? What was Daniel's kasha? Please get it down. How did Tosas learn up Zomer Vitzarach Leitzim Eli? Did you have Kavana Latzmiach? According to Tosin Moy cotton, yes or no? No, you didn't have Kavana. So if you didn't have Kavana, why are you Chai Mishum Zomer? It's a Malach Shein Shich Legufa. You don't have Kavana, that means you didn't. It was a Malach Shein Shich Legufa. Why are you Chai? So we want to say a Shtikl Torah. We have to write this, we said. What's a Shtikl Torah? We want to say a Chiddush, based on the Rabbi Kivega, that for Hilchos Malach Shein Shich Legufa, as long as you're interested in the thing, you know, might not be interested now, but you are definitely interested. There are four levels. Lo nichole, ara de chavre means lo nichole. Someone else's ground you don't care about. You don't want it even. Then there's lo ichpasle, you're parif. Then there's nichole, you're interested, but not now. And there's this nichole mamish, you want it now. So we said, even though, Daniel, when you do Zomer of Circulates and Tosklerns and Moikot, and you don't want the planet now, but you're not disinterested in it. You might in fact be interested, you just don't want it now. You're more worried about getting the wood, sarklates. But lamice, okay, it's good for you. It's, you know, it's not beneficial. You know, it's not like you're disinterested, not parava. For hilchos malachashe and tzrich legufa, that will make it a tzrich legufa. As long as you're interested. Even though you don't need it now, but that makes enough tzrich legufa. That answered your kasha. That was the shtickle tire you wanted to say. You're the fort. Yes, Daniel, you got it. Yeah, got it. Do you only clear? You got it? That was the chiddush we wanted to suggest. You got it? Please get it, okay? We'll answer all the questions. Get all the questions clear, Lamais, okay? Once in a while, I give a little bit of a hint which one we're going to ask, because it's very easy, Bechina. This one, I give a little hint, Lamais, because we had a bit of a chiddush to answer the kasha. Okay, I want you to know this. A chiddush, you say, built upon the Rabbi Kivega. Why do we say it's built upon the Rabbi Kivega? Because what is Rabbi Kivega saying? What does Rabbi Kivega say? Rabbi Kivega says at the end of the piece, he says, I don't understand. He says, he's nichalei ve'etzim.
He just doesn't want it now. That ain't also can be shvilo. That's still called tzricha legufa, he says. Only with someone else's land, you don't want it. Right? Even according to him, Shimon, it should be a nichalei. Even though Lamaisi doesn't want it now. That's what he wanted to tain it. Okay? That was a kashi he had, Lamaisi. Also, he says, what is the, that was the first part of him. Then he says, Tais says, even according to him, Shita, it's Masha according to Shimon, it's Pshita Yechayv. Because remember, you said, Ali, even according to Buda, Mach Shesh Leguv Eschayv, it's Kamar, even according to Buda, according to Shimon, it's Pshita. Why is it so Pshita? You don't have Kavana Latzmiach because you're not disinterested in it. You might not want it now, but you're interested. That was the Chiddush we wanted to suggest. Okay, good. That answers number 13, 14. How does the Bir Halacha be matched with Taisus? The Bir Halacha of Tzchaim, Zechatzadik, the Brach of the Kodesh, he says a very interesting thread along with the Keren Aura, which we said is a big Chiddush because it's not the simplest reading of Taisus. It's a very loose comparison. What do I mean? What is Tosa saying? What is Tosa saying? Tosa quotes from Korea Mochek that if you don't do an Amanas Litfor, it's Kilkel. So too, when it comes to the Eitzim. You're not Chayiv because you're Mekalkel. Even though you have a Toelis, regarding the Eitzim, it's a Kilkel. Regarding the Eitzim, he learns that Amanas is to save you from Kilkel. That's what he wants to say. So if you cut wood and you don't want the wood, that's kilkel. That's mamish kilkel. Okay? So therefore, even though it's a toel, it's going to grow more, Ali, but vis-a-vis the wood, it is not considered to be kosher because you are ruining it, Lamais, unless you want the wood. So amanas is the comparison to korea or mochek, that if you don't do amanas, it's called kilkel. He learns his mamish midin kilkel. That's how the Rebbe Kivager learns. Kerenor, the Bir Halacha, rather. Kerenor, the Bir Halacha, read the Gemara. What do we say was difficult with that, though? That he's comparing it, Almanasa saves you from Kilkel, and the Eitzim also saves you from Kilkel. Why did we say that Shvir? Because what's the last example? Dosh. What on earth does that have to do with Dosh? Right? That's not saving Kilkel there. That's Mutal Lechachila when you do it for the fruit itself. All Kilkel is also Lechachila. This is Mutal Lechachila. So he said that Tosa's examples are not what? Tosa's examples are not what? Are not perfectly neat. It's symmetrical. It's similar. That's all Tosus meant. That just like when it comes to what? Just like when it comes to squeezing. It's not called dosh. So too, when it comes to kosher, if you don't do the wood, it's not considered to be chayav because it's kilkel. It's kind of a loose comparison. By kosher and by the almanasas, it's kilkel. By the case of dosh, it's not kilkel, it's not dosh. Because anything that's kilkel is potter of a lusser. But by dosh, it's mutter l'chachila. So it's not a comparison completely. You follow me? It's a comparison in a loose way that you're not chayv min ha-tayra. That's the way you have to read the Tais according to the Bir Halacha and the Keren Aura and the Bir Halacha. So that answers number what? That answers 13, 14. What? How is Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz masbid the Taisus? We had three ways to understand the Taisus. We had, actually four. We had the Maharam, we had Rabbi Kivager, we had the Bir Halacha, the Keren Aura Bir Halacha, number four, we have Rabbi Elazar Horovitz. Four ways to understand our Taisus. What's the fourth way? What's the fourth way, Rabbi Elazar Horovitz? What did he want to say? He said a very interesting shot. He wanted to say, he thinks, Halacha Lamaisa, that you should be chayiv, even though you're a miskavim from the Kriya Mechika to Litfor or Kosev, you should be chayiv because of Tfira or Ksiva. He says, I don't understand. When you korea halacha lamaisa, and when you mochek, you should be chayv right then and there for tefira and ksiva. For both. You should be chayv out both. El ha'akarchein, we should say the heksher of tefira and ksiva is not considered to be chashav enough to be chayv. It's only when you have kavanah. That's a Taisa's comparison. It's the zomer vein sarach le'etzin. You're not chayv mishum kotzer because you're not miskavin to it. If you're not miskavim to it, it's not enough of a chashivus of malacha to be mechayiv. Certain malachas, guys, are really nothing without kavana, without giving it a chashivus. And mochek lemaisa, in korea and mochek are not chashiv. What gives them the chashivus? What gives them the chashivus? They're not a heksher tfiring ksive. It's not a heksher chashiv enough to mechayiv on it. Erasing on its own is not chashev enough. Erasing on its own is kilkul. Oh, you want to say I'm erasing for ksiva? That's not chashev enough unless what? Unless you do what? Unless you have kavana for your erasing for the sake of the ksiva. Mechike is a destructive act, Ellie, unless you have kavana what to write for it. Korea is a destructive act unless you have kavana to what? What brings it out of the trenches that it's a dover chashev is the fact you give kavana. Kavana gives life to the whole thing. That's exactly what Zomer gives life to coach if you want the wood. If you don't want the wood, that's not called kotzer. And that's dosh. If you don't want the juice, it's not called dosh. The way he wants to say it, Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz, is that kavana gives it a dover of chashivus. You're doing an act normally that is destructive and should be meaningless, al pi halacha min ha-Torah. The kavana gives it a significance. It makes it a dover chashiv. You don't have to get involved with the Mechayev Shtayim like the Maharam. Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz didn't say that. Not the Mechayev Shtayim. To the nature of a tearing and erasing such that it's insignificant. The only thing that gives it significance is having kavana, you're doing an amanas. Amanas, amanas. These are examples of kavana, give it a life. Squeezing the juice gives it the life of, squeezing the fruit for the juice gives it the life of the adosh. Zomer, you want to give it life for etzim, for kotzer, then use the wood. Do it for the wood. You don't want the wood, it's not called kotzer. That's only one at a time. So it's smooth, it's not a loose comparison according to Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. Okay? So that answers number what? Number 14. And number 15, and we'll close with this, then we got to get to the Parsha. Not the one Shiri, we got a little bit of time, 5 minutes. I wanted to do two Mahalchim, so we only have time to do one. Maybe another time during the week we'll do another one. The last and the 15 give me three other examples by other malachas where kavana is koveya the malacha. We had three other examples, remember? Number one was the Ramban. Are you allowed to take berries off the hadas on Yontif? In order for a hadas to be kosher, if it's possible, if there's more berries than leaves. If there are more leaves than berries, it's kosher. On Yontif, are you allowed to take off the berries? If you have another kosher hadas, you're allowed to. If you don't have any other one, it's usher to do it because of binyan. Because you're making a kli. Maka bepatish, binyan. What's the answer? Why is that so? Why is that so? Because you're only usher if someone wants to be yotze with it. But if someone has what? If he has no other hadas, then he's doing it to be yotze. But if he has another hadas, obviously what? You're not being misakin anything. Why aren't you being misakin at something? So what if you have another kosher hadas? I'll have a backup hadas now. What's the answer? When it comes to asiyas akli, binyan or makapats, you need kavana. If I don't have the kavana, it's nishkin malacha. If I have another hadas kosher in there, even though I'm makshering it, without the kavana, that's not called binyan. You got me? That's the first example. Number two, magen mishnah, in Pirkei Beis halacha Beis, when you extinguish the metal coal, you're chayev only for mitzaref. What's mitzaref? Melting it into a kli when you have kavana. Frek the rivet, I understand. You, Ramam, hol b'loch shen shich l'guf is chayev. What do you need to have? So Magid Mishnah says, because if you want to melt the thing as a coppersmith, you need kavana. Without kavana, it's not called mitzaref. So don't tell me b'loch shen shich l'guf is chayev. There's a particular need to have special kavana for mitzaref for the melting of it. If you don't have that kavana, you're not chayiv. Don't tell me malach shen shigugu is chayiv. By this malach, you need specific kavana. So mitzarif, which is the malacha, you're only chayiv mechabe, extinguishing, is when you do it for mitzarif, for the purpose of extinguishing it. You know how you melt it. You know they melt it. And number three, the third example is the shidim gebetzik subis vavam bezi. If you have a scab, and you want to pierce the scab so that the pus comes out, you're not doing it to make an opening. You're not chayiv mishum making a pesach, which is binyan, because I didn't have kavana. What do you mean? It happens automatically. So what? I'm doing it for the pus. But wasn't there a pesach made? No. To be chayiv bona here, you have to have kavana specifically for the opening. Not that I want the pus to get out. Kavana is part of the very fabric of the mocha. So what are the three? Binyan by the hadas, or makim epatish. Number two, mechaba mitzareif. You need the kavana from Mitzarev to Chayim Mechabim. Number three, the Pesach Legabe the Scab. Okay, let's close with the Mahalach and Shabbos. We spoke about Eli said he said it over, his geschmack. I get a lot of nachas when you guys say over the Divrei Torah. Eli said he said over, and he said everyone loved the Divrei Torah. Yesher Koyev. Oh, so I want to add something though, a mahalach and lumdus. You should get it down. How could the shidduch be good? Eliezer was an Evik Knaini. Eliezer was an Evik Knaini. Is it an Evik Knaini posel of shlichus? The Kedushin. The Rimigash says an Evik Knaini's kosher. Rav Rishonim said Evik Knaini's posel. How could the shlichus of the Kedushin be good? He was an Evik Knaini. The Machloik is based Shmuel, Navni Melui, maybe by Gittin, even the Rimigash says it's good, but this was Kedushin. You follow me? So Rav Rishonim say that an Evik Knaini's posel is, even the Rimigash that says it's good, it might be limited only to Gittin. So we got a problem. Who asked this kasha? The great Gaon, the Gvurz Yitzchuk, Reb Yitzchuk Sorotzkin Shlita in his Sefer on Chumash. So what's the teretz? Why is an Evik Knaini posel the shlichus for Kedushin? He's not better as Gittin the Kedushin. Okay. What type of ishus existed Kodem Matan Torah? Was this ishus of the shirich between Yitzchak and Rivka ishus to Yisrael, ishus to Ben Noach? You want to tell me it was ishus to Ben Noach? It's Kodem Matan Torah. Why not? Evik Knaini should be kosher. I'll prove to you that it was ishus to Yisrael. In the Mishnah and Ksubis, it quotes the pasuk in yesterday's parsha. How many months did they wait between Erison and Nisuin? Erison is synonymous with Kedushin. You do that, she's ushered everyone. They used to wait 12 months. Nisuin and Chuppah is when the Chosim becomes Mutal Akali. 12 months they waited. They got it from our parsha with Rivka. 12 months. They said, we wait 12 months. Lavan and Mesul said, 12 months, right? They wait 12 months to have a gap to prepare for the Chasana. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Zion, there is no Erison for Goyim. If you're bringing a Makar from our Parsha, the assumption is that there's Erison and what else? Nisuin. So there's no Erison for Ishus to Ben Noach. So obviously it was Ishus to Yisrael. So if it's Ishus to Yisrael, back to the Kasha. Can't tell me it was Ishus to Ben Noach. You follow me? So you want to tell me that the Tzitzis read Yad Evik Yad Baal Abayis? Maybe it's not a good shliach, but it's an extension of the Baal Abayis. That's only by Dini Momentus, not by Yisurim, the Tzitzis Rit says. So what's the pshat? So the Maal Diskin writes in the Sefer on Chumash that Avram and Yitzchak were Meshachrer Eliezer. They freed him. Al Tanai that Rivka would accept the Kedushin. You're allowed to do that. Normally it's an Isser Esse to free your Evik Knaini, but for Puruvu it's Mutter. Here was for someone else's Puruvu, also Mutter. Why is that difficult, that answer? What does it say in the Chumash? On the way back, does it still call him an Evid? Yes. So you see, he wasn't free. Back to the Kasha again. So, if you look in the Pirkei of Rabbi Elazar, the Pirkei of Elazar says an amazing thing. Avadim were chashed al arayis. There was a tenai that he would only mishacharim if Eliezer did not live with Rivka. And they were bodik her. They were before he married her, when they brought Ola, they checked that she was still a b'suva to make sure that what? That Eliezer had not, Avadim were chashed al arayis, that he had not lived with her on the way back. Memeila, the Tanai was, he was Meshachar al Tanai, that he did not live with her. That's why on the way back he was still called a what? Still called an Evid. Memeila, though, when it turned out that he did not live with her, Lemafreya, he became a free man right before he gave over the what? The rings, right? Right after he gave over the Kesa for the Kedushin. And therefore, when he actually represented the Kedushin, he was a what? He was a free man. He was not an Evid Knaini. He was an Evid Meshuchra. And therefore, the Shidduch is good, Al Pidin. You follow me? Wasn't considered. So there are different steps in that. The first step was, you want to tell me it wasn't Torah's beginning of Kedushin? It was Ishus Ben Noach. It wasn't Ishus Ben Noach, because you learn Erison Nisuin. And there's no Erison for Ben Noach. So you want to tell me Yad Evik Yad Baal Abayis, even though it's not a good shliach, that's only by Momentus, not by Yisurim. So you want to tell me it's Meshach Al Tanai,
that she would accept the Kedusha, she's still calling an Evan on the way back. So you have to say, like this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that is, if Shachal Tanai, not only she would accept it, but also that what? That he didn't live with her. And that's why he's still calling an Evan on the way back. And once that was done, the Mafreya kicks in, like we said from the Rishash by Zareya, right? The Mafreya kicks in, right? In order to be what? In order to make sure, Allah Lamaisa, that he was no law and not an Evan when the Kedusha was done. Okay, good. I will stop here. Have a wonderful day. We'll continue Chazar tomorrow. Bez Hashem. And very good. Okay, good. Start Minchas.